Okay, welcome back. It's 11:45. Today is World Food Day, and it's under the theme Change the Future of Migration, Invest in Food Security and Rural Development. And the agricultural sector has continued to register positive growth over the years and continues to play an important role in food security and nutrition, employment, wealth creation, the manufacturing industry and export trade, with its growth rate rising from 0.8 in 2011 and 12 to 3.2% 2015-2016. Let's talk to Howard Blight, founder of AgriColleges International, who joins me now on the line. Howard, thank you so much. What is the importance of investing in food security and other aspects of agricultural development, and what would food security really entail?
Good morning. Thank you. We see from countries like Venezuela and Zimbabwe and Mozambique and other countries in Africa where food security has not become a priority. But the tragic result is in the breakdown of social security. And I think in Africa, it's already acknowledged that we're the least productive continent in the world, delivering only 36% productivity rate, to be precise. Mm. And therefore, what we're seeing is that the existing bricks and mortar institutions which deliver agri-education are no longer able to facilitate sufficient learning opportunity for our students coming into the agri world. And therefore, with technology now changing the way in which the agri-sciences can be taught and learnt, there's a whole new innovation of organizations such as AgriColleges International, which is cloud-based, affording a scalability beyond the bricks and mortar opportunity for two reasons. Firstly, because there's no boarding facility and you're learning, it's an e-learning exercise, primarily on mobile devices. And therefore, we're able to deliver the courses that we're offering at about a quarter of the cost of the traditional bricks and mortar institutions. And there's a tragic shortage of trained human resources coming into the agri world, not only in South Africa and not only on the rest of the continent, but in many countries in the world where food security has become one of the priority political institutions that the governments need to pay attention to. And it is now commonly acknowledged that by the year 2050, when there will be 9 billion people on this planet, that we need to increase food production by about 70%. And how are we going to do that?
What support then, having said that, what support then do crop farmers, livestock farmers, and other land users need to efficiently use their land and help reduce poverty and increase job opportunities and meet, you know, those targets of giving that many people food in the year that you just mentioned?
It's a very interesting question, and the question was posed to me the other day, and one of the mega farmers, Milan Talbot, said in his Afrikaans language, he said, there's plenty of money in the bank, and there's a lot of land available. What we are short of are the trained human resources. And at degree level, through the various universities that we have in this country, there are excellent students coming through with undergraduate, master's, and PhD in the agri-sciences. But there's very few people coming into the commercial agricultural world, very few students coming from what were the existing agri-colleges, the traditional agricultural colleges. Their courses haven't retained a sufficient updating in order to modify them and continually modify them for the present-day commercial farming requirements. So e-learning is able to access on a vast scale to those students. So there's many hundreds of thousands of students that are sitting at home without being able to get into one of our universities or without the confidence to go into the agri world through the existing agricultural colleges, because we have innovations into new technology, not only for the accessing of the coursework, but making, which we're saying, AgriColleges International, saying somehow we've got to make the concept and the ideology of studying the agri-sciences sexy again. How do we modify it? Today, we fly drones over our farms, which map the farm, which do micronutrient and macronutrient analysis. We can set our irrigation schemes from our cell phones. This is modern-day technology, and we're bringing it. through institutions like agri-colleges to the masses of many students.
Yeah, but having said that, Howard, is there an appetite by young people in this country to get involved in farming? Are you seeing an uptake in the field of agriculture?
It's a very good question. We have at Agri-Colleges International, we have six regional administrators around the country, three of whom are black, and the youngest is a young woman of 26 years old in the Eastern Cape. And they are going from school to school, giving presentations, talking to students at matric level and in grade 11 about the opportunity to come into the agri world and agri sciences. Not only farming, but it's all the affiliate industry associated with farming. Mm. For example, I met with senior people, Raymond Ackerman's daughter from Pick and Pay, and we talked to them about their fresh fruit. In every shop, there's a fresh fruit buyer, and there's a number of fresh fruit sellers. This is the agri world. Mm. We're going to be in a position to upscale their intricate knowledge of the agri sciences, so the contextuality of buying and selling fresh produce becomes more intricate. And we can do that through the introduction of technology in terms of assessing food quality, availability of food, sourcing food. We need clever people in those what appear to be rather mediocre positions and upscale them into it being a very important position. And that cuts across the board in the insurance industry, where there's allied industries related to the agri-sciences and to farming, to the banks. We will be offering courses, short courses, for those people to give a greater contextuality to the importance not only of agriculture and farming, but in its relationship to food security. And this is why Agri-Colleges International is a world first in so many spheres of what it's doing. And it's timeous that we're here. And we would encourage people to call us on Agri-Colleges International, get onto our website, agricolegesinternational.com, and talk to us. We've already had over 450 interested students. Mm. And that's phenomenal for our coursework, which will start hopefully during the early part of next year. Mm. So food security, social security, and therefore political dependability and security is very much part of our philosophical focus.
Fantastic. Let's leave it there. And thank you for giving the website for those that want to get in touch with you at agricolegesinternational.com. But it makes for a fascinating discussion. And all the best, Howard. Thank you so much.
Just to correct you there, the website is actually agricolleges.com.
Oh, sorry, agricolleges.com.
Agricolleges, I was incorrect, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.